Wonderful. Thank you once again very, very much. Akinchan Krishna Prabhu and Sugosh. And I personally really appreciate this because it becomes so clear that there is actually a culture behind kirtan. Culture in the sense of a good nourishing earth, so that the plant of worship and thinking of Krishna can take roots there. I didn't know that Nitai's name and Advaita's name and Gauranga's name are there in the song of the Madanga. Yeah, I didn't know. That's very, very, very good. And it is our great desire. We were just talking with devotees from our organizational team about this, to collect this knowledge and make it available to the ever-growing group of kirtan lovers. It will support them. Thank you also, Dhanada Maharaj, for really very nicely talking about why kirtan is so delightful. And when you spoke about shared bliss is better than individual bliss, I thought, yes, that's a true. When you eat prasadam, you like to eat together more than alone. Yes, very nice. And when I see you speaking, I'm reminded both of a volcano and of Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill, it's a European politician. He said, I want to see a man speak as if stung by a wasp. Stung by a wasp. Wasp is like a bee. Yeah. Hare Krishna. I also want to greet, I see our Braj Kishore from the town of Skopje in Macedonia has arrived. Hare Krishna, thank you. Before going into my part, I have a very, very, very dear surprise for you. This morning we had several meetings, and in one meeting we decided we can no longer keep this a secret, but we are heading towards our climax day, which is on Thursday, Wednesday, where we will have a 12-hour kirtan. 12 hours. We are preparing ourselves for this, both spiritually, so that we learn how to do this, and also energy-wise. It's when you sit in a... There are two types of Namyagyas which Mahaprabhu taught during his time. One lasted 24 hours, and we thought that's a little bit long because afterwards we are all tired and we have to sleep the next day. So, but the next day is another retreat day, where we learn many things. But 12 hours, they last. Actually, our Dhanada Maharaj said it from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the evening, and sometimes half an hour is added in case you didn't make it all the time. It will be a wonderful experience for all of us. And we are just preparing ourselves spiritually. You will see when you come out of this experience, your relationship to kirtan is permanently improved, permanently changed. It's really an experience. And at the moment, the telephones are going wild because we try to get some kirtaniyas from other towns who have not yet come. So some will come with the help of some dolphins. They will have to bring them because they are so poor financially. So in order to prepare ourselves, I really want to show you today a slide, a picture which changed my whole life. It was it was last birthday celebration where devotees gave me, like all years, room full of presents. And as I was going through the room, I came to one particular little framed picture, and that picture moved me so much that from all the presents which I obtained in this life, I consider this picture to be the best. And I thought we could just switch the light off, dear Amati, and throw the picture on the ground. This was the picture. Now, it was signed, and I have taken this name out because I thought it is too self-conscious. It was signed, "Trying to connect with you, Sachinandan Swami." Please look at this picture for a moment. Please look at the hand and what is in the hand. It seems a person has gotten a letter. This person stands, see where, what is his surrounding. I think you see a lotus flower. That means there must be a river nearby or water. Could you imagine who is the person who has received this note? Huh? Who is it? You know everything. Where is he standing? In Vrindavan, at the banks of the river Jamuna. And he has received a letter from one soul in the material world. It could be you also who is signing this letter. And I think it is you who has signing this. For me, this is the motto of Kirtan, that we are trying to connect with Krishna by singing his holy names. And Krishna is taking note of this. He's getting the note in his hand. He's looking at the note, and he starts to seriously consider your request. Very seriously, he thinks, this person is trying to connect with me. I have to show him my mercy. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in one purport, writes that Krishna thinks about the person who chants his holy name. He thinks, this person is mine and I must protect him. This is what Krishna feels when he gets your letter. Kirtan means to write a letter, to express a letter to Krishna. I would also like to tell you a little bit of an experience which I made. The year before last year, I was in a temple in Vrindavan, in Vasana. The temple is beautifully situated on top of a mountain, a forested mountain. It's the Man Mandir. And the sadhu who is living in the temple, he was not there. He was out in Vrindavan for 40 days doing a Vrindavan Parikrama. So when we had approached him and asked him if we could stay in his temple, he said, yes, not only can you stay in this temple is all yours for 40 days. So I was standing, I was alone in this temple. Gaurahari was also there, and a family of chipmunks were living in the window. Chipmunks are these little, they look like eichhörnchen, like squirrels. And there was a family of monkeys just next to me on the roof. And there was a family of parrots. So this was my sangha. I was chanting the holy name. Now during this time, I noticed something. I was very, very... I had a very severe pain. So much I had pain that I sometimes needed to stand on the shoulders for 2 hours and chant my rounds like this to get the blood out of the legs and the sacred behind. It was really painful. It was really painful. Devotee said you should go to a hospital, but I said no. I'm already in one hospital, the hospital of the holy name. I need to stay for the months of Kartik here to finish this. And I do remember during this time I was so much trying to make the connection to Radha and Krishna, because it was simply so intolerably painful on the physical level. It was nothing so serious, you don't die from it, and I'm not inclined to share what it is. You know, it was something you wouldn't even want your worst enemy to have it. And I knew as long as I stay on the bodily platform, I will just suffer like a dog. But if I can chant properly and realize that life is beyond the body and the mind, then this will be the greatest benefit for me. It will be the greatest school where I can unlearn my fear from death. As long as you think there is death, you are still on the bodily platform. Or let me say like this, as long as you are afraid of your death, you are still on the bodily platform. So I thought, let me train a little bit that I'm an eternal soul and I'm trying to live in connection with Krishna. And I chanted. And I must tell you, sometimes during some of these days, I think Krishna received my letter and he answered. It was just the sweetest time in my chanting of the holy name, where really one became oblivious, means forgetful of the bodily platform of life. This is what happens when you make contact with Krishna. You become lifted on the spiritual platform, because the contact with God is on the spiritual platform. God is not your buddy, your kumpel or comrade or kollega, as we say in Yugoslavian language. He is on a different category in the spiritual level. And if you can chant with a feeling of relationship, you are also lifted from the material platform to the spiritual platform. So today I would like to teach you how to chant on this level without any pain. Would you like to learn this? But I can see you're getting tired. Is this true? Should we do a little bit kirtan yoga exercises? No. Please let us do for a little softer then. Let us get up, because we will meditate again. And I really don't want to lose any one of you. Just become a little bit aware of what is going out. Listen to the birds. whenever you breathe out, experience the feeling of weight. First your thighs, that means the legs, and you breathe out, surrendering them to gravity, to weight. Concentrate on your upper body, your torso. And when you breathe out, just imagine you're giving it over to gravity, the feeling of weight. Your shoulders. Do a deep exhale. And as you exhale, relax them totally to the feeling of weight. We try to be relaxed but incredibly aware. Now go to your face. That face which has smiled so much, it has responded to people. Instead, you breathe out a deep, long breath out and just relax all the muscles in the face. You don't have to look in the mirror. Wow, you look really relaxed. Fantastic. Now, try to lengthen your outgoing breath. Just make it longer. You will see as you lengthen the outgoing breath, your inhale will also become longer and deeper. We want to really experience the prana, which is so rich here at the island of Ish. Slow in-breaths and slow and slightly longer out-breathings. Stay with your breath. If any thoughts should appear, allow them to pass by. If any feelings should appear, let them pass by. Even if any sounds come from outside, don't concentrate on them. You are like a mountain. The thoughts and the feelings are like clouds passing by. You are the soul within the body. Observe your breath. Breathe in and think, I'm breathing in, and I know that I am breathing in. Breathe out and think, I'm breathing out, and I know that I am breathing out. Now slowly bring your attention to the space of the heart. Tell yourself, I am. Simply, I am. How does it feel to be? Let this be the time in the retreat where you try to let go. Let go of all your thoughts. Let go of all your reactions to the typical Yugoslavian factor of noise. Just be. Now tell yourself, I am eternal. An atomic particle of consciousness somewhere in the space of the heart. Tell yourself that you are the eternal servant of Krishna. How does it feel to know that you are eternal, an eternal servant of Krishna? The next meditation is, Krishna is the infinite, unlimited, conscious entity, and your only master. And the next thing is, you're here in this material world with the only and singular purpose to connect with Krishna. From this space in your consciousness, please chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
You really try to connect with Krishna by really thinking that you are his part, and you are making now the connection. It's very important to make the connection. Sing, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hey boy, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Louder, a little bit louder, please.
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. With more heart. Oh, oh, Nitai, Nitai. Hi, Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha. Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
Tomorrow we will go to the second stage of this meditation, which will be extended and enter into the seva area, the area of chanting while doing seva. But for now, I really request you to take this with you and anchor it in your consciousness. When you sit down to chant either japa or kirtan, just connect to these very simple three aspects of sambandha jnana. Because if you do so, the substance of the holy name will reveal himself. That is, Krishna and his form will come. But if you don't do this, you will not have the substance of the holy name. You will only have a mere semblance or a mere shadow of the holy name. So it's very simple. You start with yourself. I'm an eternal soul, a part of Krishna. Then the second step is Krishna is the infinite being and is my master. And the third is, you think about your environment. You are here in this world where you have many relationships to many people, to many countries, to the places where you are, your work relationships. But all this you have to meditate is only meant to bring me towards my relationship with Krishna. So if you do this persistently, I would say for half a year, you will see how the holy name unfolds himself. It is a regular practice, but remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who told us in Harinam Chintamani that only to a person who chants with Sambandha Gyan will the name reveal himself. Not for a person who doesn't do this bond, this bandha, this knot, this connection. Huh? So please do that. You will see there is an amazing result waiting for you. I mean, devotees who have done this all over the world, they come back to me and say, Maharaj, what happened with me? I can't compare how I was chanting before and how I was chanting afterwards. And we always say to them, well, this is simple ABC knowledge of kirtan. It's sad that you didn't know this, but now you kindly do this. It's important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book on how to chant, that is the Harinam Chintamani, gives us a step-by-step connection process, and we will also send this to you in your Amritavani newsletter, which you will get. This newsletter is something which soon there will be a big piece of paper for you, where you can write your name if you want to be added on the absolutely free subscription list of this newsletter. this newsletter comes to you in very brief drops of nectar, because we figured out every one of you is already overloaded with junk mail. So we don't, I mean, not junk mail, I wanted to say with too much mail. There are programs to get the advertisement out, so I think you all have this. But it's not much, it's just a little each month, which keeps you on track and which gives you just very brief instructions. Do this, do this, do this, do this, to experience this result. Huh? Good. So here I will just tell you, I hope Bhanu Nandini makes a note so that I don't forget to send you this. How Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes a step-by-step process to connect with Krishna through the holy name. Have you ever tried to make a connection with someone in your life? You first talk a little, and then you give an apple. Then you increase, you give a sandwich. You may give a book. You may give some attention. You note down the birthday, when is the birthday, and send something. You ask for the address, and you, in this way, a deeper and deeper connection starts. Huh? I know my god brother say in Europe, you know, in India, the young devotees who want to make a connection with the gurus who are in India, they say, "I aspire for you." I have never gotten such a letter, but I heard it. This is how you express in India. "I aspire for you." Nice. Some steps to make a connection. Or when you go to I remember when I went to Tibet, to the mountain Kailash, I knew, there will be an intense journey. So first I got a book, Lonely Planet, and found out what is actually the Kailash Parikrama. Then I got some pictures. Then I asked for some earth, you know, to touch the ground a little bit and get some feeling for it. And finally, there was enough connection to actually travel there and go there. Whenever we want to get to know somebody, we must make connections in gradual steps. So here is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's list. If you don't want to wait for your Amrita Vani and want to try it already now on the retreat, I recommend you, it's a good time now to take notes, just brief notes. The first thing is, if you want to always chant and achieve what he says, constancy in chanting, you know, that somehow the holy name is always on your lips, you must practice to avoid offenses. Because the moment you make offenses, you're bad towards someone, or you make offenses against the holy name by not being attentive and so on, the connection or contact is interrupted. Then he says, you should come to the level where you pronounce the names clearly and distinctly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like in the bathroom, you know, the bathroom chanting under the water. You go, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. You know, you. I'm exaggerating a little to wake you up, but pronounce the names clearly and distinctly. Then it gets intense. Meditate while you chant on the beautiful form of Krishna. The way you do this is you either remember the descriptions of Krishna's form, or you can just look at his deity or a picture of the deity. The way you look at the deity is you drink with your eyes like a thirsty person, the form inside. That's how he says it. Drink with your eyes the lovely form of the deity. See, this example I think is very nice. To drink through our eyes. I have here some Mustafa tea. It is coming from the Bosnian highlands. And it's very healthy. And now I want to internalize the tea. What do I do? Sorry. I bring it inside. So if you want to meditate about Krishna, you look at the form and you bring it inside your heart. What you can do is you close your eyes for some time and see if the form has already arrived in the heart. If not, you open it again and drink again until it's in. We want the form to be in our mind. We don't want the form to stop on the retina. Retina is that screen behind the eye lens. You know, there's a retina in the back. And no, we want the form to travel from the screen, go behind the screen of our eyes, go down and come into our heart. That is what we want to do. So then, as you chant, you will see that the name and the form become one. You chant Krishna and the form is there. Do you want to make an experience of this? Please sit tall. I will now say a few words. This is my favorite practice. And you should try to see through the sound, the dvani of the sound. The dvani means the echo or the picture. Sit tall, please, and do a few breath, deep breath. The way to make a deep breath, this sounds paradoxical, is to exhale deeply. Just get it all out. And then inhale. Then you have a nice deep inhale. Just go. Now I will say some words. A loud Yugoslavian beton mixing machine. The transparent clean water of the Mediterranean Adriatic Sea. Your favorite pizza. The idea is to see the form, right? How sound? See it with a yellow liquid and the capillaries, tomatoes, cheese. Okay, it works. A rain cloud in the sky. Let the word carry the form into your consciousness. This is what is called the power of sound. It brings a picture. the beautiful picture of Srila Prabhupada above the seat of the lecturers. The beautiful form of Radha Kunja Bihari on the central altar in our multi-personality altar. Why is it so difficult for you? I see some of you are pushing their minds. Nothing comes. Open your eyes if nothing comes and look at the form of the deities and then close them again. This is the end of this meditation. You can now open your eyes again. It is difficult in the beginning to bring the form of the Lord in the consciousness because our consciousness needs more purification. See, you can think of a pizza and a even transparent Mediterranean water, and because there is so much in our experience. But Krishna we have forgotten, and we have been averse to Krishna since many lifetimes. So it is a little bit more difficult, and therefore it helps very much to worship the deities when you are doing the service of the holy name. In Bhajan Rahasya, that means the secrets of Bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore put an appendix, an additional chapter about deity worship, because that deity worship will help you to see more clearly the form of the Lord and interact with the form of the Lord. And this is what we why we also have Radha Kunja Bihari with us on this thing. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes further into this, but I plan to teach this on Kirtan retreats which are advanced. I know that many of you are advanced Kirtaniyas, but I want to really start on a level which is quite simple, but it continues to where we meditate while we sing the kirtan about a still form of Krishna's past times, and then a moving picture form, a moving form of Krishna's past times. They are respectively called Mantra Dhyan, Mayi Lila Upasana, and Swarasika Ashtakalya Lila Upasana. It is something for a later kirtan retreat. But for now, to connect with Krishna, avoid offenses, pronounce the names clearly and distinctly, and then bring the name, the form of the deity, the Syama Sunda form, into your heart as you chant. And that will give you an understanding how the Lord is not different from the name which you chant. This is a very good process. So now at the very last few moments of this particular session, I request you to write your personal letter to the Nam Prabhu. We will see again the wonderful picture of where we say trying to connect with you. I really would request you, it's nice to see how you are already starting, but please listen before. It's very important that you just write, and your rule is you should just
keep your pen moving. You can write things like, for so many long years I have ignored you. Please accept me. Write your letter, and we will say, and it will reach Krishna in Vrindavan. He will keep it in his hand, hopefully, and consider your case very seriously. Unfortunately, we have only 5 minutes time, so start now, please.
Sorry, do you want more time? It's all right. All right, good. Hare Krishna. So, if you want, you can, of course, complete the letter later. I'm very grateful that you have participated in this combined morning workshop. I see everyone go, no, let me finish my letter. You can continue later, no problem. We have now come to... we have done the intensive work today. Again, we will meet in 2 hours' time. You have now a 2 hours period. But there will be kirtan from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I think there will be yoga also. Please don't think it is too hot for me to make yoga. You will see the circulation starts flowing when you do yoga, and there are yoga styles where they heat up the room up till 40 degrees or something, and Vikram yoga. So this is nothing. There's yoga up in the lobby by Zandra, and I heard already from the yogis yesterday that it was very good, and it was really, Zandra kept us moving. We didn't stop moving. So that is available. Good. Pashadam is also there at 2 o'clock in 1 hour. And I highly recommend those devotees who like to concentrate on their japa. We will have a japa session now for 1 hour where we will just chant here in the temple room before the deities. It is my deep request that you kindly go over these points of establishing a connection, coming into a relationship with Krishna through the practice of chanting or of singing. This will really give your whole spiritual life a new foundation and an interesting, or let me say, a good boost also. These retreats, they start with the letter R and E, retreats. It's actually relationship treats. That's what they are. So, I will end here. This relationship treat. Treat is like a sweet, isn't it? That's a treat, yes. A preparation, yeah. So everything I hope is nicely explained. 1 hour now, either japa yoga or hatha yoga, as you please. Then 2 o'clock prasadam. And from prasadam onwards, there are 2 hours for you to do whatever you want to do, but from 3 o'clock there will be kirtan, and 4 o'clock the afternoon session will be with the famous kirtaniya and his secrets. Hare Krishna!